Is there a supernatural dimension? A world beyond the one we know? Is there life after death? Do angels exist? Can our dreams contain messages from heaven? Can we tap into ancient secrets of the supernatural? Are healing miracles real? Sid Roth has spent over 35 years researching the strange world of the supernatural. Join Sid for this edition of It's Supernatural.
Hello, welcome to my world, where it's naturally supernatural. My guest, and she's been a guest several times on It's Supernatural, is Joan Hunter. Now, Joan, I have to tell you, we get more responses of people that have had miracles on her show than any other. But she tells me she is moving in some outrageous miracles. Now, hold on to your seats. Put the seatbelt on. She tells me now it's 8 breasts have grown back on women. You heard me. 8 breasts have grown back on women. All right, it's a perfect life. Pastor's wife, 4 beautiful daughters. Everything's going good. Her husband exposes himself. He's a homosexual. She finds this out for the first time. She is left homeless, penniless. And then, a few days after the divorce, she gets a death sentence from a doctor.
And you do have
breast cancer, 2 years to live. Here's what I want you to do, Joan. There are people watching us right now that have had death sentences or have loved ones that have had death sentences. Walk me through what happened to you. Take me from the sonogram.
Well, you're laying on the examining table, you know, laying flat. Well, all of a sudden you get that. You see the cancer over there on the screen. And
could you really see it?
Oh, yeah. I had him turn it so I could see it.
I don't know if I'd like to look at it.
Well, we didn't really expect anything. And I'm like, oh, that's not good. And I mean, it was just very dark and stuff. And I'm laying there like this. I'm like in a coffin. I'm like in the position for the coffin, which is exactly what happens when people get diagnosed with cancer, because it's known as the big C. Christ is the big C, not cancer. So yes, hallelujah. So I'm laying there and I'm like, oh Lord, you know, and you know, all these things start flashing. It's like my girls have been through enough. They don't need to worry about planning my funeral. So I'm laying there and I'm envisioning what I'm going to wear, this, that, and the other, the flowers, etc.
What? You know too much.
I know that. It didn't last too long.
You were raised with the Happy Hunters.
Right.
But still, when that fear, and that's what it was.
It's reality, in, you know, in the natural, our natural mind goes right to the grave.
You know, it's one thing to teach it. It's another thing to live it.
And that's what I love writing and teaching about, how I've lived it, walked that out, and gotten healed, and everybody can get healed. And so I'm laying there because this is what the enemy will do. He'll try to, because of television, because of news articles, because of friends that have died of cancer and different things, all this fear, you have an opportunity, all this fear come on you. And I'm sitting there and you're like that, and I'm like, what am I thinking? And I'm like, boom, boom, and I'm slapping myself while I'm laying there. And I'm like, no, I'm going to live and declare the works of the Lord. This day, I choose life. I choose life. I choose life. I choose life. And I am going to live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. And you know what? I am right here today, still declaring the works of the Lord of my healing.
So
hallelujah.
Let every man be a liar. But God's word is true, and God just told me, and his word is true. If you have a pain in your neck at home, studio audience, move your head, you'll see that the pain is gone. Now, while we're at it, if you'll stand up, if you have a backache, stand up in the studio audience, stand up at home. Please do this right now. And so only in the back row, they have back aches. What's the matter? Anyway, okay, good. Now bend over. Bend over. Check your neck. Check your neck.
Everybody's
move your head. Check your neck. Everything, even if you don't have a problem. No, I'm just teasing. But all right. Wave at me if the symptom is gone. Wave at me. Oh, I see one wave, two waves, three waves, four waves, five waves. I feel like an auctioneer, but five people got healed just now. And how many thousands at home? Okay, Joan, take me back.
Okay, so here I am laying there, been through a horrendous time 2 days before with a divorce, not knowing what to do. And I'm like, I can't tell my girls. They've just been devastated. So I call my parents, and I say, this is what's been diagnosed. I need you to come in agreement with me. Let's pray on the phone. So I lay hands. They agree with me on the phone. And then at that point, a little bit later in the evening, I take a shower, and I said, God, you know, I can live without a breast. I can live with this different things, you know, and so forth and so on. But I can't live with this broken heart. And I said, God, you know, I'll serve you. I'll declare your works. But I said, I needed help. And I said, God, I need you to heal my heart. And long story short, he healed me of depression. He healed me of a broken heart, of trauma, and all these other things, and betrayal, unforgiveness, you know, a whole list of things. Worry is the main thing that I believe opens the door for breast cancer. And I was like, okay, God, and praying and thanking, and I could feel the heaviness of the trauma leaving, the heaviness of the betrayal and the unforgiveness and different things like that leaving. And so, you know, I'm going back. We're doing, you know, the final step before surgery, chemo, radiation, whatever, and talk to him about it. And so we go in, and they're like,
something has happened.
Something happened in here. This is your X-ray from before. This is your X-ray today. Your Social Security numbers match up, but the pictures don't match up at all. But God supernaturally healed me. And the thing is so neat, hallelujah.
I mean, remember, she saw that darkness on the X-ray. She was given 2 years to live. Go ahead.
And then at that point, I realized that, and I got the greater revelation of dealing with the root causes, not just with the cancer, but what brings on, what opens the door for sickness.
You know what
That's
I want to find out? I want to find out how you heal a broken heart. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
My passion is for you to walk in divine health 24/7. That's why I handpicked my favorite healing scriptures from many translations of the Bible, personalized them for you, and made them available in this free ebook. I want you to meditate or pray out loud these scriptures over your life daily and witness the supernatural healing power of God's kingdom come upon you.
Download your free Healing Scriptures ebook now.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
Okay, Joan Hunter, death sentence, cancer, 2 years to live. They can't understand it. It disappeared, the cancer. How many years has that been now?
It's been over 14 years. And
pretty
praise
cool.
God.
Okay, there are a lot of people with broken hearts. I think, Joan, to be human is to live in a human world with imperfect people. Of course, we're perfect, but the others are imperfect. Just to be married is enough to get a broken heart. But what do you do about it? What did you do about it?
What happened to me is that I got rid of all the junk in my heart. And I told him, I said, I felt like that somebody had, that he had taken my heart was literally shredded, taken it out, run through a meat grinder, and then stomped on and then handed it back to me, of which, it, you know, obviously metaphorically, I received the heart back. I gave it to God, and I said, God, you're the only one that can heal the heart. I went to doctors, counselors. They said 7 to 8 years, you might feel a little better, but you will never, ever get over this. You will never, ever get over it. I'm so over it. I teach about how people can get healed and over it and then forget about it. Praise God. Hallelujah. Have it completely wiped from your memory. And in my teaching of this 14 years ago, they have just recently come out over the last couple of years of broken heart syndrome.
It's a medical term.
It's a medical term of broken heart syndrome. And what they do is they've gone in and looked at the actual physical heart and the x-rays and the like the little camera that goes in. Mm-hmm. Oh, you have broken heart syndrome. It's actually shredded. Huh. I think that is so amazing. And literally a couple of months ago, I had my heart examined, you know, and they said, you have the most amazing heart. I wish I had your heart. My doctor's 40 years old and I'm 61. So, yeah.
A 40-year-old cardiologist said, was he a cardiologist?
It was a regular GP.
Okay. He wants her heart, 61.
That's pretty good. I have a new heart. I have a brand new heart. Now, totally not shredded, totally healed.
You know what I'd like? You did something for a number of members of my staff.
And, we're having a revival here.
I know, but they're not working. They're just... they're just so ecstatic. What did you do for them?
They're healed and whole and working better now because they're not having to think about their fast. I know you are. But it's so amazing, some of the different things. Several of them, I ministered to them yesterday. They slept through the night for the first time in years. One person, every night, their father would come in at the same time, take the covers off and beat them. And every night for probably 30 years, waking up at the same time. Same time every night going,
what causes that, by the way?
Oh, it's trauma and cellular memory. So I prayed for her yesterday to break that clock of that memory. And she slept through the night for the first time last night with no waking up going, is my father coming in? Hallelujah. That's just one of the miracles.
Tell me a little bit about this thing called cellular memory. What is that?
It's really amazing with cellular memory. And like I prophesied, I had a word of knowledge, which, you know, you did earlier today. I had a word of knowledge that this person had been beaten by a baseball bat by their mother when they were younger. And he's now, and he came to me later, he's now 35, has had 30 years of pain every place where his mother beat him. And I spoke that out. He went home that night, slept through the night, no pain, came back the next day. He says, every place that was bruised because of cellular memory was completely healed, and all the pain of those beatings and the memory of it was completely gone. It's amazing.
It is. Yeah, you know, Joan was teaching yesterday, and she explained when someone has an organ transplant, like a heart transplant, explain the cellular memory there.
It depends on how the person died. Like, I'll give you an easy one. A person dies and they died in a falling accident. Well, this person gets the new heart and they're going, they wake up and they're going, I feel like I'm falling. I don't know what, I can't stop. I just keep falling. Well, it's because that's how this person died. And then their hearts have been transplanted because of murder. And they're being bludgeoned to death and being, you know, the murder is happening again to them, even though it's not physically. They're able to see the murderer's face, even though it happened to this person. They're able to identify it, get a composite sketch.
So the heart actually
has memory.
But it comes from one body to another. The memory
yes.
travels.
And between that, blood transfusions, body part transplants, any of that kind of stuff. I'm not against that, but you make sure that that heart has been prayed over, trauma out of it, cellular memory out of it to go before it comes in. And once that person got arrested, you know, that had murdered the other one, then she had no more nightmares.
All right. What if I ask Joan, when we come back, to pray for you? To pray for that shredded heart and to pray a very supernatural prayer that those memories, your memories of everything. I mean, let me tell you how traumatic it was for Joan. Her husband, after the divorce, would take her daughters to a gay bar.
A gay bar?
I mean, can you picture that?
Yeah, he took us to a gay bar. It was really cool.
What about those memories?
Well, he took two of the daughters there, and it's a long, involved story where that's concerned. I learned how to really pray for my kids and give them to God. But what happened is all of those, I know that happened. I know his lifestyle, but all the other things, God has totally wiped it away. totally wiped it away. All I have is awesome, great memories of him, which that's got to be God.
That's got to be God. We'll be right back, and it's your time. Your turn.
We'll be right back to It's Supernatural.
Have you ever asked God,
when will my healing come?
Will my husband ever be saved? What about my children?
Are we ever going to get out of debt?
Oh, Lord, when will we receive our supernatural breakthrough?
Building on the shoulders of her parents, Charles and Frances Hunter, for over 42 years, Joan Hunter has taught tens of thousands worldwide how to receive their healing. And she has trained thousands more on how to pray for others to receive their supernatural breakthrough. Now she wants to mentor you. Amen. Call now and get Joan Hunter's life-changing book, Miracle Maintenance, and her powerful three-part audio CD teaching series, How to Receive and Keep God's Blessings. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 92. Through Joan's life-changing book, you will understand what is blocking your breakthrough and jumpstart your healing. Begin to walk in supernatural favor concerning every area of your life, including your finances, physical health, your thought life, and your relationships. Begin to be used by God to heal others.
This is a book that will give you hope. It will inspire you. It will jumpstart you for your healing, but not just your healing, but completely walk it out. Body, mind, soul, spirit, and finances. It's going to give you the motivation to go from here to lay hands on other people and to see them healed too.
Through Joan's powerful three-part audio CD teaching series, you will build your confidence in God's miraculous provision for every area of your life. Discover the keys to keeping the miracles and blessings you receive.
Well, this will tell you step by step how to position yourself to receive all that God has for you. The legal term all is inclusive of everything, excluding nothing. This is going to teach you how to receive all that God has for you.
The book and audio CD include Joan's powerful prayers to set you free to receive everything that God has for you.
What I love about Joan's teaching is step by step, simplistically, she teaches you how to get your healing. How to maintain your healing. Many people lose their healing. No need to lose your healing. And even better than both of those, how you can pray for people. One miracle, lead them to know Jesus. It's time for you to operate normal. Normal is defined by the Bible.
Don't miss out on getting Joan Hunter's life-changing book, Miracle Maintenance, and her powerful three-part audio CD teaching series, How to Receive and Keep God's Blessings. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9251. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural. P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9251 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
We now return to It's Supernatural.
It's got to be supernatural, Joan, for God to remove those memories. Not that you're not aware of what occurred, but those emotions connected with the memories, they're gone. Mm-hmm. That's such a supernatural thing. Tell me someone you've prayed for that the same things happened for.
Oh, there's so many hundreds, but I'm going to give you a couple specific ones. One lady I prayed for yesterday, and then there's somebody here with her husband's name, and she heard him calling his name to the person here for the first time since the divorce. It didn't go ugh in her spirit today. She was like, this is awesome. All that pain of that is gone after prayer yesterday. And then somebody was listening yesterday to the mentoring sessions and so forth and took it home, woke up this morning at 3:00 in the morning, just crying and weeping of the Lord and spent time with God as God cleansed her heart. And it was just, she just came and was giving me testimony of how clean her heart was and so forth. And she was describing how God had healed her of the pain of the grief of her husband's death. And whatever, she had to take care of him, and it was kind of messy and bloody and that type of thing. And I could see in my spirit, like if that's her nursing those wounds. And it wasn't nice. It was just not a good sight. And so as I'm praying, I said, may I pray for you? And I prayed for God to wipe out every memory of every single wound that she took care of, no matter how gross it was. and for God to wipe all that out. And so did that, went away. 30 minutes later, she came back. She says, I'm trying to, in my mind, go and just try to picture it again.
Right.
She says, it's just not there anymore. It's just not there anymore.
Only God.
Only God, yes.
Only God. Now, Joan, you've touched on so many areas. I want you to pray. There are so many hurting people. Mm-hmm. I mean, lots of us look good on the outside. On the inside, our hearts are shred. We have traumas we're dealing with, memories. I want you to minister to them.
I have horrific memories of being abandoned by my father and a lot of different abuse in my life. And God has wiped away all of that. And he wants to do it for you now. What I want you to do is put your hand over your heart. And even if you felt like a little bit of a trauma or even irregularity of your heart, it could be because of the trauma. So Father, right now, in the name of Jesus, I send the word of healing and I speak brand new hearts. Father, hearts that doctors long to have, but Father, heart that we've longed to have ourselves healed and whole. Father, I thank you for mending all the broken hearts. And Father, I curse any form of trauma that we have experienced in our life, the effect that that trauma has had on our heart, on our body, on our digestive system. Father, I speak health and wholeness in Jesus' name, from the top of their head to the soles of your feet in Jesus' name. Now place your hand over your forehead and your eye area. Father, right now in the name of Jesus, I command all of those bad memories to be erased from their mind, from their eyes, just from different torments and different things that they have experienced. Father, wipe it away. Wipe it away. And Father, right now, as I'm in the spirit realm, putting my hands on their head, all the way down their body, take out all the cellular memory of the pain. Only let the good remain. And Father, I speak peace from the top of their head to the soles of their feet. I see waterfalls of peace just coming over you and flowing over you and consuming you with peace that you haven't experienced, possibly even in your time of your life that you can remember. And so, Father, I speak peace. In Jesus' name, I speak health. I speak restoration. Father, right now, let us no longer feed our diseases with our pain, our heartache, our worry, the trauma and the stress. We give all of that to you in Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Now, you also teach on once you're healed, how to keep it. I mean, there were many tremendous healing evangelists that people would actually be healed.
Mm-hmm.
And they'd walk out the door and they'd somehow, the healing would disappear. What would you say to them?
Well, sometimes what happens is you walk out the door and, you know, it's like, oh, that pain came back the following morning. I guess I wasn't healed.
Right.
No, the enemy's coming in going, you didn't get healed. You didn't get healed. Here's a little pinch to show it. And it's like, you need to understand you have the authority to get that pinch out of there. You know, and like thus far and no more, I got healed last night. You are not stealing this because too many Christians allow the enemy to steal from us, body, mind, soul, spirit, and finances. They said, I would never, ever get over this. I'm over it, man. I am so over it. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. But they said, I would never recover from the breast cancer. I would never recover from financial ruins. Plan on filing bankruptcy. Quit tithing. Quit giving all those offerings. I didn't quit that, and if I changed CPAs, hallelujah. Hallelujah. I found a CPA that lined up with the word of God. And these things are spoken over us. We need to cut those words off because there's power in the words spoken over us.
How do you cut it off?
And there's power spoken in the words that we speak. and just say, Father, in the name of Jesus, I got diagnosed with breast cancer. They said there, I wasn't going to live. I left that office, number one, saying I'm going to live and not die and declare the works of the Lord. And I look like a little helicopter running out of the office going, I cut those words off in Jesus' name. The doctor said, at your age, this is several years ago, you're going to go through menopause. Man, I heard about menopause. I didn't want to go through menopause. You know, it's horrible. And,
But that was all women do.
No, they don't.
Why?
Because I didn't. Hallelujah. And I said, I walked out and I said, I cut those words off in Jesus' name. I'm not going to be forgetting stuff. I'm not going to have hot flashes. I'm not going to do this. And I'm not all this whole list of things that they tell you. And then you know how your face just goes wrinkle, wrinkle, wrinkle if you don't have enough estrogen. I don't take estrogen supplements. I have supernatural estrogen. I pray over my abdominal area. In the name of Jesus, my hormones will be perfect in harmony and balance in Jesus' name. My skin has remained young. Praise God.
I'll tell you what. That is normal.
That normal is
normal.
Normal
as defined
that
by the Bible. And I'm going to tell you something else. There are people with arthritis or pain in your fingers. Go like this. You'll see
Thank
the pain
Jesus.
Is gone. There are people with knee problems. You just start bending your knee. Someone's about ready to go into surgery. You do not need surgery, but the greatest surgery is a heart transplant. Ezekiel says, I want to give you a new heart. Repent of your sins. Tell God you're sorry. Believe Jesus died for your sins. Make him your Lord with your mouth and come and live inside of you right now.
Building on the shoulders of her parents, Charles and Frances Hunter, for over 42 years, Joan Hunter has taught tens of thousands worldwide how to receive their healing. And she has trained thousands more on how to pray for others to receive their supernatural breakthrough. Now she wants to mentor you.
Amen.
Call now and get Joan Hunter's life-changing book, Miracle Maintenance, and her powerful three-part audio CD teaching series, How to Receive and Keep God's Blessings. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 92. Through Joan's life-changing book, you will understand what is blocking your breakthrough and jumpstart your healing. Begin to walk in supernatural favor concerning every area of your life, including your finances, physical health, your thought life, and your relationships. Begin to be used by God to heal others.
Well, this will tell you step by step how to position yourself to receive all that God has for you. The legal term all is inclusive of everything, excluding nothing. This is going to teach you how to receive all that God has for you.
Through Joan's powerful three-part audio CD teaching series, you will build your confidence in God's miraculous provision for every area of your life. The book and audio CD include Joan's powerful prayers to set you free to receive everything that God has for you.
Jesus said you must become like a little child. She teaches you how to get your healing, how to maintain your healing.
Don't miss out on getting Joan Hunter's life-changing book, Miracle Maintenance, and her powerful three-part audio CD teaching series, How to Receive and Keep God's Blessings. Yours for a donation of $35. Shipping and handling is included. Ask for offer number 9251. Call or you can send your check to Sid Roth. It's Supernatural, P.O. Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina 28278. Please specify offer number 9251 or log on to SidRoth.org. Call or write today.
Next week on It's Supernatural, my guest is an Israeli citizen that says he has witnessed with his very eyes the greatest miracle to occur in 2,000 years.